¡Ándale!
¡Sí, señor!
Bienvenidos to the playoff edition of the Familia FFP Podcast.
Yay.
Primos, Ricky Torres, Hector Reyes in the house.
We are in the house. The house is the house of cards, and it's collapsing.
Yes, definitely collapsing hard.
Collapsing hard.
I know. I called the stardom situm column adentro y afuera. We got a lot of afuera happening tonight.
Yeah, I didn't get my jacket. I'm so afuera.
Ay, mijo. Well, gracias, everybody, for joining us. Como siempre, es un placer. Make sure you're checking out our original content at familiaffb.com, where we're going to be doing some updates that's going to help you during the playoffs, and our Twitter and Instagram at familiaffb, as well as our Familia FFB Facebook page. Well, going to get right down to it, boys. Week one of the playoffs. I was afuera of the Familia League. I could give an update on another league in a second, but ¿qué pasó? Talk to me.
I mean, I only had one league. I was in the playoffs for this week. My other two, I'm in a bye. And I wasn't excited. All my matchups looked tough. I was worried whether I should do Murray or Stafford, and it looks like I didn't need to choose. It was just horrible. Debo really hurt me, and so did the fact that Gaskin got COVID because McCaffrey didn't play.
I had to put Murray
and Alvin Kamara, who are already playing without Drew Brees. So my team wasn't looking too good.
Yeah, on my side, my opponent had Tannehill, AJ Brown, and Derrick Henry, and that's all you really need to know.
Yeah, my opponent had 280-yard touchdowns.
So. Yeah, exactly. So we caught as they say, our opponents caught lightning in a bottle, and we did not. So we were on the other end of that. It's always nice to catch lightning in a bottle, and you know. They did it against us. So yeah, my guy's got like 140 points or some, like, so his highest total of the entire year was tonight. So those are tough. So you know, it is what it is. That's the nature of fantasy football. But you know, had a good season. I think we were saying that there's still an opportunity to win some cash with, you know, transaction fees and such. So I may still cash out a little bit. So it's to be seen. But yeah, I'm definitely taking an L. I have Mark Andrews and a Cleveland defense left, and I think I need like 70 points or something like that to win, or 60, some ridiculous number that I'm not going to achieve. So you know, congrats to my primo Jesse, and it is what it is. Next year.
Well, Primo Nico, our frequent guest on the podcast, Ricky, he had your number today. And well, I mean, I was just looking at his roster, and it's like, it's kind of strong with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs.
He stacked it. Yeah, that's a good stack, man.
And David Montgomery has all of a sudden decided that he's, you know, Barry Sanders, you know, and Allen Robinson. Miles Sanders had a big game. Where I thought he was just going to do nada, and he went for 25 points today, two touchdowns. So
crazy.
It's
I had Gesicki. I talked about two touchdowns. I had Gesicki on my bench, and I was like, oh, there's no, you know, he two TDs, you know, quick. I was like, wow. So goes fantasy football.
Yeah, so goes. Well,
but you have something to look forward to, don't you?
What is that?
DFS.
That's right. DFS. I did well in DFS today.
And this was your first time playing with us?
Oh, it was the second time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I came in second place today. I had I stacked up Herbert and Keenan Allen. I had DK Metcalf and Chase Edmonds. And I had Melvin Gordon and Laviska Shenault. So I had Robbie Anderson. So I picked him right today. So I picked a lot
the same as me.
Yeah, where I came close to winning $10, like $9.75. So that's fine. Hey, man. It was good time. I love it.
You get to play for. Yeah, I know.
I'm hooked, man.
It is addicting.
I'm like, how can I improve it next time?
Are you in any other playoffs for any other leagues, or is this it?
No, this is the only league I'm in.
DFS the rest of the way.
Yeah, exactly. DFS. That's where I'm gonna focus. So it should be a lot of fun.
You're more than welcome to pick the players I have in my other leagues. They're strong.
Let me know, man. Let's see if I have enough money to to do that on a given day. So we'll see.
Well, I mean, as we talked about last week, I got knocked out of the Familia playoffs. So I'm playing in the toilet bowl, the consolation bracket for where the reward is not money, but a top four spot. And
top four guaranteed spot, right?
Yeah, I got past Tony today. So I'm going to be we're going to see who I get next week. But I am still very much alive in the final four in my Dodger League, which that 14 team league, which is full of sharks. And very proud of the fact that that's the team that started 0-5 and now has won 9 in a row since
that's
that
crazy. Yeah. That is crazy, man. Wow.
Absolutely nuts. I mean, that team, it's funny. I was, I texted my partner on that team and I just said, I hope Devontae Adams' back doesn't hurt because he's been carrying us. But but it's been him and today the stack of Ryan Tannehill and AJ Brown was studly, yeah. And so and Travis Kelce. So those guys has just been carrying us. So taking awesome. us to the final four. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be fun. So, hey, let's take a look at our best bets of the week. And we'll start with Nico's bets. He had Dallas was a 3.5 point favorite. They were winners. Chicago +1. They were winners, big winners over Houston. And the Colts were 3 point favorites. They were also winners over Vegas. And losers were the Saints and San Francisco. He's such a homer for the 49ers.
Isn't he?
Oh, he should
Niners, lose. Giants. Yeah.
he should lose his LA privileges for that. I mean, he should have to show a green card when he comes to LA.
Revoke his LA card.
He probably will give it to watch. But that one, dang, he could have gone 5 or 4 for 4 out of 5. But I could have told him Washington was going to win that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Washington, their defense is just so studly. It's funny. I put on Twitter when Chase Young ran that touchdown back, and it was like he just had the ball palmed like he was LeBron, and he's running with it, and it's like you're sitting there. I said, you know, I'd like to tell Chase Young how to properly hold a football when he's running, but I don't think anybody dare wants to try.
I don't think.
I was smart enough to pick Washington for DFS.
You did well with that pick, but unfortunately, I got you today.
and they had two defensive touchdowns. And a whole bunch of sacks. So, I mean, I was going to put them in the chingon section, but we may as well just talk about it here and just say,
there you go. Hey,
that was a chingon performance from those guys. And that's a badass defense, man. If they could ever get like a top flight quarterback, that's going to be a scary team for a while.
Yeah, man.
Well, Hector, you're tu turno, primo.
Well, I took Minnesota, favored by 6.5. That didn't work out too well. The indie game, I hit that one. By three, they took out the Vegas Raiders today. Green Bay -8, I lost that one, and then New Orleans
by 1 point. That was a 7 point win.
Yeah, man. So I was one for four. Not my greatest effort, but we'll be back next week.
Well, I went 2-1, so my system is now 8-4 on the season.
Not bad.
Yeah, not too shabby. It's...
Detroit was +8 against Green Bay. So they covered by that point. Philly, they won outright, so that was beautiful. And then Jacksonville, they were +7.
So because of the way your system is, will we see more and more games throughout the season?
Oh yeah, I've seen as many as 5 in a weekend.
Wow.
Okay.
So I don't think when it was 5, it didn't all 5 didn't hit, but 4 out of 5 hit, and so that's still good money. Still good money from us. Oh man. Well, let's get into las cosas que duelen. And I don't think anything duele more than Tyreek Hill. Heck, you caught that one.
Yeah, I was watching the game. You know, I had a handful of Chex Mix in my hand, you know, shoveling in my mouth, just, you know, watching the game intently with my beer, my Chex Mix, and Tyreek Hill's running down the sideline, end of the game. Just, you know, didn't really paid too much attention, but then I catch him grabbing his hamstring, And then the announcer says, hey, look, check out Tyreek Hill grabbing his hamstring. So he went to the side, you know, he looked frustrated. It looked like he's said a curse word or two. And he didn't look happy. So I don't know, you know, maybe it was a tweak. Maybe it was like not a big deal, but it's always a big deal when a guy like Tyreek Hill grabs his hammy. So that's, you know, so definitely something to keep an eye on for all of you out there, especially.
And they don't need him either in the next games.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. So keep an eye
on
that.
Save him for the playoffs. Save him for the playoffs.
Sure.
No, yeah, I mean, they just won the AFC West.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're a fantasy owner, that's
oh, there's nothing tragic. You can do.
Yeah, that's nothing what I'm saying. You can do. Yeah, that'd be tragedy if he didn't play. Yeah, no, as far as real NFL, not fantasy NFL. Yeah, they could sit him down and they can rest him up, no problem for a week. But fantasy wise, I mean, that would be just a god awful, you know, situation for any Tyreek owner. Because wow, that'd be just immensely painful to miss out on him for the next weekend.
Fantasy wise, I thought Matt Stafford was gonna tear it up today. So I'm happy I didn't play him over Kyler Murray. I was like, you know what? I got to put Kyler in, play with the guy who took you to the dance or who asked you to the dance.
That's right.
But Stafford looks like he had a hard hit. The way he landed was just awful. Turns out it's a rib issue. We'll see if he comes back next week. We'll see what's going on with that team. Not even Galladay wants to play with it. Another guy who I actually was hoping would come back in was Deebo Samuel. Does one play, grabs his hamstring, cusses just like Tyreek Hill.
Right.
I was hoping, you know what, maybe it's a conditioning issue. Maybe it's a what do you call it?
Didn't warm up, didn't stretch.
Yeah, no. I was hoping it was like a cramp. Maybe he just went to go get an IV real quick. That's not the case. So that hurt a lot of people who were hoping he'd go off today.
Yeah, man.
That was a tough one. I know Deshaun Watson left the game briefly for toward the end of the game with looked like maybe a hand issue or something.
They thought
like
he got hit in the balls.
Oh.
In the game, they were all like, oh, bueno. We all know what that feels like.
Oh, eso no es bueno. Yeah, eso duele.
Oh, yeah.
But he was getting beaten up in that game. He had blood all over him too. So hopefully he's back. But, I mean, those hand issues. We saw Drew Brees out for weeks because he threw the ball and snapped his hand on someone's helmet. So
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often. I'm really surprised that doesn't happen more often. Like the follow-through of a pass, like, you know, a face mask or a helmet. Because we've seen injuries over the years. Andy Dalton.
Usually the linemen have their hands up.
Right, so, the hands exactly. are up, but your hand.
It's
coming
the
forward.
Running guys or the guys who are trying to get away that snap it on people.
Yeah, it's just it's surprising that that's not an injury that happens more because that you're throwing the football and your hands is coming forward at a high rate of speed. You know,
that's why they're pros.
Well, I guess so, but it does happen though. It does happen.
Well, Rick, tell us about the Mike Williams back injury.
Well, I didn't get to see the Mike Williams back injury, but it's not good. But if you saw, I don't know the name of the guy, but number 83 for the Chargers was just all over the place and able to get open with Keenan Allen.
Is it Johnson?
It was Johnson, but to see Keenan Allen just take all the defense away, and it was nice. It was nice for Herbert to get a win. And to see Koo not score that many points. But Mike Williams, it's unfortunate, but he'll be back soon, hopefully. Hopefully it's not something that's going to linger. But he's had a lot of back issues before. And the type of guy he is, he's one that does a lot of contact, basically. He's the jump ball guy.
Right, so,
he relies a lot on
awkward
weight.
Landings and stuff. So, yeah, that's going to be tough.
That one, ugh, you know.
A nasty one that I saw after an awesome day by Gesicki.
Yes.
He landed, and it just looked like a shoulder issue, or he dislocated his shoulder, or who knows what he did. That one just looked nasty. It was right at the end of the game. And he's my backup in one of my leagues, not anymore. I have a feeling he's going to be done for the rest of the season.
That one did look ugly. I saw that one happen live, and it was just amazing.
Next season, he's going to challenge that top five tight end. Watch.
Oh, yeah, with Tua back there? Oh, yeah, I agree.
So, Rick, you're going to join me on the Gesicki bandwagon? Is that what's going to happen?
Next year.
You know, wow. Wow, you give me so much
not
crap.
Not in our league.
Well, not in our league. No, because you're going to have Kelsey.
Exactly. Of course he will.
Yeah. Other stuff that we had to keep. Alex Smith went out of the game with a calf strain. He was replaced by Dwayne Haskins there for a while. No word on if that's going to keep him out of, you know, any period of time, especially after the other day where he had that bad cut on his non-reconstructed leg, on his non-bionic leg. So, and then Noah Fant, Ricky, the guy you love to give a hard time about, left the game with an illness, so with no targets, which I think is kind of interesting. But in this year, how a guy could have an illness and leave during the game.
I mean, if the only thing that stands out to me, like whenever that happens, the first thing I think about is like, man, this guy's got like food poisoning or something. You know what I'm saying? Like he's got to go to the rest. He got to go to the restroom and
bubbly guy. You know,
he went in there and he didn't come out. So, you know, that's the only thing I can think of. Yeah, exactly.
Toro.
So that's the only, it's not like, oh, I have the flu all of a sudden. Like, no, you know what I mean? When they say you left the game with an illness, like you're sick, you know, you're nausea, vomiting, or you got the runs. It's got to be one of those.
No, it's bueno. No, chorro sounds much better than runs.
Chorro. Yeah, exactly. Sounds legit.
Our last one is Devontae Parker.
I asked my pet, my Spanish is horrible. So I asked my patient, you know, have you had any diarrhea lately? But I said, tienes chorro? Chorro? And I guess the registration lady's like, there's got to be a better way to ask that. And I was like, you know, I don't know in Spanish.
Diarrhea.
That's how I know it.
Yeah. But awesome. Chorro's. Chorro. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we're not going to talk about chorro. We're going to talk about the chingones now. And, you know, we don't usually start off with offensive with defensive players, but I don't know, did you guys see any part of the, or at least highlights of the Raider game where Kenny Moore caught made a one handed grab?
I saw that. Yeah,
like OBJ.
Raider game. I was thinking of it. There was an interception. I saw there was another interception that was a one handed pick today. I forgot who it was.
There was another one, and I'm trying to remember what it was.
Might have been in the Miami Chiefs game.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
Xavier Howard.
Yes, he picked Mahomes and he caught it with one hand. That's right.
Yep. Yeah, Xavier Howard.
Owning him on defense.
So yeah, because he, I think they said it was his fourth game in a row with an interception. So
that's something crazy. Yeah, I heard that too. I was like, what? Like that's wild.
The other one was Kenny Moore made a one handed grab, stole the ball. I think it was from Waller. Just total like OBJ. Just reached up, grabbed the ball at the point, hauled it in. Just big ups to the defensive guys. But the quarterbacks, you know, it's funny. Early on in the early games, there were people on Twitter just going nuts saying, oh, my God, Mitchell Trubisky is the quarterback one. Well, he did have himself a great game, 267 yards, 3 touchdowns. But, you know, in the afternoon, Aaron Rodgers made all right and with the world with 4 touchdowns, one of them rushing and 290 yards. So
nice.
Just amazing. He's got 39 touchdown passes on the season already. And I just saw a note where with one more touchdown, he will be the only player in NFL history to throw 40 touchdowns in 3 different seasons.
So, wow.
Until Patrick Mahomes does
it. He'll do it very soon.
Mahomes may do it like by next year because this year he'll get 20. He'll get 40 this year. So amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. But Drew Lock, primos, Drew Lock. Where the hell did that come from? Donde vino?
I know. I had him on my team earlier this season, and then I dumped him. And
that's more surprising than Mitchell Trubisky.
I don't know. Sí,
muy cierto.
Yeah,
I mean, I see Trubisky against the Vikings. I don't think he's going to throw for 3 touchdowns. So
we shall see.
Trubisky was against the Texans.
All right, was it the okay?
Brady was against the Titans. I mean, against the Vikings.
Either way, but yeah, Drew Lock. Come on, Trubisky.
Yeah, Drew Lock did against Carolina. Carolina's had a pretty good secondary. It's been they've had trouble against the run.
And Hamler had been seeing they've been just waiting for him to blow up, and finally gets two TDs today
on his only two receptions. God love him. Patrick Mahomes kept things going. 393 yards, two touchdowns, but three interceptions.
He's still got 393.
We didn't talk about the III. He set a record today.
Patrick talk to Mahomes.
Longest sack in NFL history. Oh,
that's right.
That one was bad.
30-yard loss on a sack. Set a record. Patrick Mahomes set a record today. Longest sack. It's like a field goal. 30 yards is like a field goal. It's not a sack, but that happened today. Congratulations, Patrick Mahomes.
That's like if you ever saw the movie Paper Lion. It's from like 1970 or something like that. And he and Alan Alda played George Plimpton. And they showed him just basically running backwards. That's probably that's a lot of what Patrick Mahomes looked like.
I want to see like Amazon Web Services, those commercials, like this is how many yards, this is how many feet per second he ran. And when to get to 30 yards, he ran for 45 seconds, and then you know what I mean, like, and then he got sacked. Like, I haven't even seen it. I heard on the radio. I was listening to XM, and
yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
I was like, wow, I can't even picture it. What a 30-yard sack even looks like. I my brain can't even compute that.
It looked like a video game.
Amazing.
Like Bo Jackson and Tecmo Bowl, like running.
Like you're just
down.
Trying to run really fast and outrun and try to get around the corner and it just doesn't work. So you end up going more backwards.
And maybe I'll make it this time. Oh, nope, that didn't work. Maybe I'll go make it this time. And just back and forth and back and forth and then sack.
Oh, man. Well, Tua went for 316 and two touchdowns. So it's his first 300-yard game.
We'll see how he does without Gesicki.
I know, because he really relied. He's really starting to rely.
That's where his two touchdowns went.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Russell Wilson, everybody. It was just, you knew that it was. I mean, yes, it was against the Jets, but yeah.
He needed something. Only 206 yards.
But that's game script.
Touchdowns with few yards.
It was a complete and like utter blowout. So he had no reason to be passing, you know, beyond that. It was just like hand the ball off to Chris Carson. Let's go. Run the clock out. Let's go home. You know, hurry up. Get the game over with. We're up by 25 or whatever. Like, let's get this over with and just run the clock out. So no need to pass. So that's what that was.
Well, as rough a game as it was for the Saints today, Taysom Hill going for 291 yards and two touchdowns.
Mojo Killer. That's his name.
Oh,
Mojo Killer.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. It was just tough. It was in the first half. It was just that he struggled.
They had zero.
Yeah. They just struggled a ton. Yeah. The Saints just looked way off today. I know they've got home games the next two games, so things will get different, but I did not expect them to play that badly today. So, speaking of which, on the other side of the ball, Jalen Hurts, you know, congratulations.
Over 100 yards rushing. Look at that.
So that was the thing. They gave out the stat during the game that when Miles Sanders went for 100, you know, when he surpassed 100 yards, he became the first player to go for over 100 yards against the Saints in 55 games. So that's over 3 years. And then Jalen Hurts did it right after that, later in the game. So how crazy is that? Two in the same game.
Are they going to start calling him Mega Hurts? Hey.
Wasn't for that 82-yard run, I swear.
Oh, man. And you're not kidding. You're not kidding. And, actually, Hurts will start doing rental car commercials.
Yeah, there you go.
Our last quarterback, Josh Allen, is just – I mean, it's not 375 yards and four touchdowns, but, I mean, it's just
– solid performance right there.
It's funny. Two games on national TV, and now all of a sudden they're crowning the guy going to be a future MVP candidate. Just amazing to watch that.
It hurts not to see my quarterback up there. Nah, just reminds me of how bad a day it was.
Well,
they still won.
I don't care about them.
You're talking about Kyler Murray?
I'm talking about Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
I'm talking about my fantasy team.
Yeah,
man. Kyler. Oh, I mean, they won too, but yeah, he was not Kyler.
They didn't win for me.
This is like the first week that Kyler Murray's not in the chingo in his section.
Nah, he's had like a couple bad games.
Oh, okay. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been like the last three games have not been very good for him, but he's all of a sudden he's
he usually squeaks out an appearance.
he looked a little bit more like himself today, but yeah, it still didn't make it. But no, Ricky, you know, your Chargers did win today.
Yes, they did, and that was very exciting. Last minute, it was nice to get the juices flowing, get my blood boiling to watch that game, and all the interceptions at the end were just crazy. But it was fun, and I'm happy for Lynn because I think he's going to be done at the end of the year, so he needs to get as many wins as he can right now.
What do you mean? What do you mean done? He's retiring?
They're getting rid of him. He just hasn't been coaching well this year. I mean, even this game, there was more like bumbling and fumbling right before the half.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a field
goal. That was terrible. I didn't.
It's like every week, man.
Man, they ran the ball. There was like 10 seconds left, and they ran the ball and with no timeouts. So I was like, what is that? What are they doing? And then they had to walk off the field with like nothing. That was terrible.
Well, they threw the ball, and it was 4th-and-1 or something like that. For some stupid reason, right after is like Herbert thought we're gonna run another play because I think they figured we'll run it, then we'll clock the ball. But because they didn't get it, it was 4th,
mm-hmm.
So they had no idea what to do. And oh my god, it doesn't matter. That's why I think Lynn, sorry, thank you, but you're done. Fill out, you know, we owe it to you. Fill out the rest of the year. Who cares? I don't care if he fills out the rest of the year. It doesn't matter. We're gonna look forward to next year.
There you go.
Well, I think today El Rey de los Chingones was Derrick Henry.
The King Henry.
215 yards, 2 touchdowns. Just I'm very proud that I made him my DFS start of the week over Dalvin Cook, who went for 102 yards and a touchdown. But yeah,
he only doubled everything.
Yeah, he was just, and he was $700 cheaper. So that's why the bargain. So
yeah,
and then the other guy who was my bargain, more of a bargain play of the week, was David Montgomery. Another game, 155 yards.
Really patting yourself totally on the back. Those are good picks.
Yeah, well, the next one I actually put him in the afuera section. Miles Sanders. I said, oh, there's no way he's going to do anything against that New Orleans Saints run defense, and he goes for 115 and 2. So,
and if it wasn't for that, I mean, he'd only have what? 35 yards, 33 yards, and 1 touchdown.
Oh, the 82 yards.
50 yards total, yeah. So,
all right. So I feel much better than that one. Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor, 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's, you know, this is 3 games in a row where he's, you know, the other 2 games he had 90-plus yards, and now all of a sudden it's like he's the guy.
He's definitely the guy. 20 carries is a lot. And 150 yards on 20 carries is even more. So and he looked elusive. So
yeah,
this team needs someone that they can rely on because Philip Rivers, they don't want to have to rely on him. As good as he's been, it's just he's not the guy that you want to have to rely on. You'd rather have the lead and have Jonathan Taylor keeping it for you than Philip Rivers having to drag back.
Watch out for Indy, man. They have a good defense, and they have
defense. Their defense can be beat.
I know they can be beat, but with the offense that they have and the defense that they have, every defense can be beat.
They're both shoddy. They show up when they want to, and
well, I mean,
I don't see them beating Pittsburgh or Kansas City.
Hey, Pittsburgh looked terrible today. Why couldn't they beat today. Pittsburgh? They look bad.
Well,
Give Pittsburgh a couple weeks. They'll be back.
Well, they will play each other in week 16. So dun, dun, dun. It's going to be in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be on. Let's see what the spread is. Let's see who's favored.
I think it'll be Pittsburgh because it, you know, a dome team going into the Northeast and during the weather. So we're going to find that out.
You know, had I not traded CMC for Mike Davis, I would have had 2 touchdowns, 51 yards, plus 42 receiving yards. That's what? 20 points easily right there.
Easily.
God, I missed out on that.
And he, I'm the one who gave him to you.
Well, at least you had CMC.
My God, get out of here.
Hey, he had CMC for the one game.
At least he had CMC.
The one game, he gave me plenty of nalgadas with the one game he played CMC. So thank you. Thank you very much. So
he got me a beer.
Yeah, got you a beer. Austin Eckler, 94 total yards, including 7 receptions. So that was a good one.
He had a good game, real good game for him.
I was playing with him in the other league, and I was just like, stop giving him the ball. Don't go to overtime. I don't want to
to see overtime. I had Keenan Allen. I said, yeah, more football, please. More football, please. And they won.
So no, I was going against Austin Eckler on one side and Calvin Ridley on the other one. So, Ricky, I cut you
off. Looking like the good old, what do you call it? He's looking at good old faithful. Give it to Eckler, toss it to Eckler, and I love it. Because I have him in
he's so elusive. He's like
low center. I have him in both of my playoff teams right now. Man. I'm just like, take me to the promised land.
He's like a low center, like a Barry Sanders kind of build. You know what I mean? Like real low to the ground.
And he can spin. He can do a lot of moves.
Good balance. He has great balance, man. That guy is awesome.
Yeah, he does.
No, he's so good. So good. And I will say big ups to Dalvin Cook going for 102 yards. I already mentioned him. He did it against that great Tampa Bay run defense. So yeah, very impressive. Very impressive. The wide receivers, a big impressive group. Allen Robinson, 9 catches for 123 yards and a touchdown. He was the wide receiver 1 on the week and so far. Stephon Diggs had himself a game today, 130 yards on 10 receptions and a touchdown. So actually I think he might be the wide receiver 1 now. I didn't look at the and then Calvin Ridley just doing it with Julio Jones out.
Yeah, man. He's the heir apparent. You know, we'll see.
You guys see AJ Brown wearing a Julio Jones jersey?
How cool was that? That was so cool. That was so cool. I idolized the guy. So, that was fantastic. That was fantastic.
So cool.
Actually, I was going to see Tyreek Hill. I'm sorry. I said that Diggs was the wide receiver 1. It was actually Tyreek Hill. So we already talked about him at the end, but how incredible was that jet sweep that he took just right around the corner, just flew. It's amazing.
He's just so much faster than anybody else in the league, I would imagine. He has a whole different gear than anybody else. It's pretty amazing.
The guy's
incredible.
Look like they're in sand, and he's leading all wide receivers with 16 touchdowns. So,
and you can see how much of his speed is his weapon, and therefore, with a hammy injury, he's got to baby it. He's just got to baby it the whole way, especially if they want to go deep in the playoffs.
Yep, he's got to get it right. He's got.
And like you said, Rick, if it's not 100%, if he's like 95%, they may just sit him out. Just, you know what, take a week off.
You got to understand they're playing for first round. They're playing for home field now that Pittsburgh's going to be, 10-2?
Who's their opponent next week? Who's KC playing next
week? New Orleans. So they got New Orleans and Kinmas.
Yeah, they could probably sit Tyreek Hill and still comfortably beat New Orleans. I mean, look at that. They scored 0 points in the first half today. I think they could comfortably win against New Orleans if Tyreek Hill sits out. I don't have a problem with that.
They're at New Orleans, then they have Atlanta and the Chargers.
Yeah, nice comfortable dome. Patrick Mahomes in a nice comfortable cozy confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium in New Orleans. Oh yeah, they don't need Tyreek Hill to win that game.
I was going to T.Y. Hilton found the Fountain of Youth. It's like where 3 years ago.
Come from?
Yeah, man. Nugenics probably or something, man. I don't know.
Something. Three games in a row with a touchdown.
Yeah. He's hanging out, working out with Frank Thomas.
Frank Gore.
Frank Gore. And Devontae Adams. Already talked about him carrying my team. 7 receptions, 112 yards and a touchdown. 8 games in a row with a TD. He's got 14 total, tied 14 touchdown passes.
He's just elite. Does it every week.
It's just amazing. Somebody put up on Twitter, it's like, it's great to see Devontae Adams being a bell cow, producing like a bell cow running back.
Yeah.
And he really is. just really, it's so fantastic. So that reception, that 56-yard reception that he had today, it was just like, there was one play where he just ran to the side of a guy and it was just like the guy just let him go. Incredible. AJ Brown, that one-handed grab in the end zone on that 37-yard touchdown, just the defender locked up his left arm and he just reached up with the right, pulled it in. Just it seems like every week he's a highlight.
Ugly good.
Just incredible. KJ Hamler, you guys were talking about him. Two receptions, 86 yards and two touchdowns. Just beast mode.
A quiet 136 yards for DeAndre Hopkins. Didn't get to see him flaunt too much. He had a nice long one at the end. But overall, I mean, I wish he would have gotten a touchdown. That's all I'm going to say.
would it have made a difference, or you just wanted to have one?
From everybody, I wanted everyone to do better. Even Kelsey, I wanted 14 more yards so that he could pop over the 150 mark and get me a few extra points for the bonus.
Right.
We'll talk about tight ends in a second, but when Brandon Ayuk, he really benefited from Debo Samuel being out. You know, 10 catches for 119 yards. He had 16 targets on the day.
That's insane, man.
Last week he did really good too. So he's just benefiting from being on the team right now and them not having any other weapons and you know, having to go to the air all the time.
It's going to be interesting. I think this game pretty much is going to solidify that George Kittle is not going to play this season, because it's just I don't think there's any reason to play.
What's the point? Exactly.
You don't have a playoff spot to go for. So
no. Would you say why play CMC?
Yeah, he's not going to play either.
I would think so. You got CMC signed to a long-term deal.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah. You know,
CMC can sit out the rest of the season. I don't have anything riding on it.
Exactly.
But you got the number one pick next year.
Do I do?
If you got the number one pick, I'm giving you the one number one pick. Is he your guy right now?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I can't see anybody else. Maybe Kamara. Maybe Dalvin Cook, or Derrick Henry. But
Derrick Henry might be up there.
I think it's still CMC. Yeah. Our last player is Aguilar. Nelson Aguilar had 5 catches for 100 yards. But Ricky, you mentioned going to the tight ends, 136 yards on 8 receptions for Travis Kelce and a touchdown. And if Tyreek Hill misses any amount of time next week, just how much does he get targeted?
He's going to be the main beneficiary there. And like you said, he averages about a touchdown more than every other tight end a week. So this guy's dangerous. And if you have him for the playoffs, you are definitely looking solid, because no other tight end, especially with Gesicki being out, no other tight end looks as consistent as he does.
No way.
Maybe TJ Hockenson, but, you know, in a non-PPR league, that's still only 10 points TJ Hockenson got with 43 yards and a TD. So meanwhile, you know, Travis Kelce's out there getting 19 points. He's just way better than any competition. Way better.
Yeah, Hockenson's the tight end 3. So he had 43 yards and a touchdown today, but he's far behind. I mean, it's like Kelce's on his own level. He is just fantastic. And I was texting with some friends earlier, you know, when we were talking about tight ends and everything. And I was just like, Travis Kelce is, I've got him on 2 teams. Both teams are just far and away flying into the playoffs and in the playoffs. But the other teams I'm struggling with the other team that needs a tight end, I don't have them and I've been struggling. So, and I even had Gesicki, who got 65 yards and 2 touchdowns, but he's been so inconsistent, unlike Travis Kelce. So, Travis Kelce, we are not worthy. We are not
worthy. Not worthy.
Yeah, doing it. We also had Irv Smith, 63 yards and a touchdown, and Irv Smith sighting, and Robert Tonyan, El Tonyano, 5 catches for 36 yards and a touchdown. 4 wow. straight games with a touchdown.
Yeah, he was on my DFS too today. That's the one I forgot. Ah, yes. Yeah, I picked him too.
That was good. Slap yourself on the back.
I had a lot of TDs on my DFS today. That's why I won some money. So I'm happy.
Yeah, the great thing about DFS, you don't have a bench, so you don't have to worry about whether you started the wrong guy.
Right, exactly. There you go.
Well, we talked about, we already talked about the Washington defense having two TDs, four sacks and an INT. We don't usually talk about those guys, but when you're superlative like this, it's fantastic. But then there's the other side of the coin, the ay Dios mío. Dan Bailey. You gonna have a job? You gonna have a job tomorrow?
No.
Four kicks. Why would they?
And I saw each one and I was like, there's no way he did. And he still got three field goals and a PAT. Or was that what he missed?
No, that was all he missed. He made no.
The reason he's going to get fired is because if he would have made all of them, they would have won the game.
Exactly. If he makes all of those, the 10 points, it's a different ballgame. So,
The next one, you have Falcons interception led to the Charger win. Oh my God! It was interception after interception after interception in that last.
Matt Ryan tossed three picks, man. Wow, that was
right at the end, and the Chargers just come out, sneak a win. It was awesome. It was just awesome to watch. The defense finally click, and I mean, I guess it's old fashioned for Atlanta to give up a lead, but you know what? Good for Herbert. Herbert needed this confidence boost.
Yeah, it was good. He looked solid. I was. It was
the last play where he threw the deep ball. Oh my God, golden!
It was fantastic. But it's funny, you know. It's like the Chargers threw an interception, then the Falcons threw the interception. It's like they're both trying to give the game away. They're both chargering and falconing. So
right.
And the Jets, 40-3. I mean, it was just like they were just dead man walking on that one.
They're 0-13. Yeah, they're tanking it for Trevor. You know, they're out there. The DBs are out there, like probably having conversations with the receiver. Like, yeah, just go ahead and catch it. You know,
oh my God,
it's okay. I'll let you catch it. Don't worry, man. Like, I'm not really trying. So go ahead. and just catch it.
Yeah, they're trying to make do with like undrafted free agents.
Do they have to tank anymore? They're not like
they have to.
The worst team.
No, because the Jacksonville Jaguars only have one win. Mm-hmm. So who knows if they win a game, does it all of a sudden put them behind the Jaguars? And then you're in Justin Fields.
And they're not about to take that chance.
Nope.
For what?
And then the last one, non-player related, but the Raiders fired defensive coordinator Paul Gunther. So somebody's got to pay, and he just that defense has just been bad, been bad. I mean,
walked on all over by Atlanta, and then this week they're walked on all over by Indianapolis. So something has to change there. It's obviously not going to be Gruden's the coach, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. See.
So they got to do something because the team has shown greatness here and there. I mean, they beat Kansas City, for Christ's sakes.
Right.
So, I mean, God, hopefully that's it. But I don't think that's what it is. I think right now they look tired. They just look tired, and they barely beat the Jets. So I think that says a lot.
Yeah. That one. Oof. Well, on the quarterback side, we talked about Mateo Yello, three interceptions, 224 yards.
He melted today.
Hector, I'm so glad you listened to your own interview today.
I have to give a little bit of credit to you because I asked Georgie for advice today. You know, between Derek Carr and Daniel Jones, and you did say at the end, you know, you're saying like, well, maybe you should start Daniel Jones or, you know, Derek Carr. I don't have a good feeling, but then you said, you know, Daniel Jones is coming back from a hammy. I don't know how much I could trust that. And that's where I was like, you know what? That makes sense. That's what I said. You know what? He's probably not going to be able to run. And then and then that's when I went over and I looked at the last couple of games that
Colt McCoy.
Yeah. Not McCoy, but that, Derek Carr played against, or What was it? Remember I posted up that the opponent that the Raiders played against, they gave up a bunch, the Colts defense. They gave up like 25 points and 40 points and 30 points their last three games. So I was like, you know what? I have faith. Carr's, you know, the Raiders can at least put up some points against the Colts, you know, so I'm just going to ride with that. So I rode with, you know, Derek Carr, and thank God, because Daniel Jones got replaced. He did not look good.
That stout defense put up 20 yeah. points, 24 points.
Yeah.
I will say that there was a player named Mike Glennon who got some who started to get some DFS. He was getting some DFS.
Yes. There once upon a time there was a player named Mike Glennon.
But he was getting some DFS love this week.
Wow.
People were like, oh, he could be a cheap play in DFS because the Titans are so bad on defense. Not today. Not today. He got replaced by Gardner Minshew. And Almsaved, who knows if he stays in. And then Big Ben, just we talked about it a little bit earlier. The Steelers just don't look right on offense. They couldn't get James Conner unleashed today. And all of a sudden, you know, Big Ben, two interceptions, 187 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, we'll see. They got Cincy next week and that.
Yeah, there's something weird. I don't know, man. Pittsburgh just doesn't look – I mean, Big Ben, he just didn't look right today. I don't know. It's just something seemed off with him. The whole offense is weird.
Yeah. Well, James Robinson, I put him on the running backs. He got 83 yards total. But he was one of the top DFS picks this week, so you kind of want more than that, especially since I started him instead of Derrick Henry this week. So,
oh!
Muy bien hecho, primo. The funny thing was Josh Jacobs. I mean, did you get
– tell us about this. I had not heard anything about this. Tell us about this. This sounds interesting.
So Josh Jacobs puts up on Instagram that he's not going to play today. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like – the fourth quarter of the morning games and Twitter is just on fire and Josh Jacobs is trending. And it's just like, I look at, you know, our buen amigo Vinny Bonsignore and he's at the game. He's watching warmups and he said, you know, he put on there, I'm watching Josh Jacobs warming up. He's in, you know, he's in the warmup uniform. He's with the first team. It's like, he's ready to, you know, he's getting ready to play. And I had Josh Jacobs on one of my other leagues and I'm sitting there, I'm like, do I play him? Do I not? I'm watching. And then all of a sudden I thought, you know, when he said, it looks like he's going to start, I said, Vinny B, I even tweeted at him. I said that I'm riding with you and played him. He only got 49 yards, but I mean, just how hilarious. He's trolling fantasy players during awesome. The playoffs. How awesome is that? I love
That's
it.
Amazing.
I love it. It's a little fun.
That's classic.
Next one, I actually put Kerryon Johnson on there because he vultured a TD from DeAndre Swift and I had him and I would have loved to have gotten that extra touchdown. But two carries, 3 yards, one touchdown. So
those are the weirdest stat lines ever. Like 101, like 302, like 210, like what is this? Is this a 231 is just such a strange stat line.
Yeah,
two carries, 3 yards, one touchdown. Like what?
I would love to talk about the next one.
Dígame, I was gonna say Zeke, you up.
Weak Zeke, 12 for 48 yards, average of 4 yards a carry. Just couldn't get it going today. They love to go Pollard though. I think Pollard got a receiving touchdown. But Zeke, 2 for 3 in the air for 11 yards, just not doing it, even though the Cowboys kind of stomped all over thanks to their crappy defense, surprisingly. But they played against a third-string Cincinnati quarterback who obviously, since they have Burrow, why would they ever think about him in third string? So it shows you Dallas really had an easy one today. And Zeke still couldn't do it with the long lead. Zeke still couldn't be the bell cow they needed to run out the clock. So who knows? Is this what we're going to see the rest of the year? I don't know.
Yo no sé. It's just.
Was it the COVID, Rick? Do you think it was the COVID?
I mean, I'm not going to say it is, but that's what I was predicting in the beginning of the year.
You said it. I mean, you know what? This could have lingering effects on Zeke. You know, and I think you even said.
Just the fatigue. Like,
you know, I don't know if I would trust. Yeah. Like little things like that. Just like a little, his burst, like just little, I guess that, you know, it's a game of inches. If that's what the effect is. Then.
Maybe if he doesn't have his taste buds, he won't be as hungry. You know, feed Zeke's not going to happen as much.
He can't mix
so that's
that,
why he's weak.
He can't mix that bowl because he can't taste it.
I will say, so I've got the option. I'm actually planning to sit him next week. In my consolation bowl.
Who do they play?
Who do they play? That's a great question.
And who do you have to go in for them?
I have Cam Akers, J.K. Dobbins, and DeAndre Swift.
Gotta play Acres.
You put Acres in over Zeke.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually this week I put Acres over Swift, so I'm glad I did that. But Zeke has 49ers who are good on run defense. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm planning. I will sit him. So Todd Gurley, 19 yards, 6 carries. Just it's kind of sad watching this for someone who was so great.
Wow.
Gio Bernard got a fumble early and got pulled from the game, and he only got 8 yards against that horrible Dallas defense. I mean, the just 6 days ago, Dallas was just giving away yards, 5 days ago. So James Conner, mentioned him, 18 yards on 10 carries. So esto duele. Esto duele, primos.
Ouch.
Yeah, I don't.
Ay, ay, ay.
On the receivers, yeah, Tyler Lockett, another game under 100 yards, 52 yards against that.
Metcalf mm-hmm. is the man.
Es el hombre.
You know, Metcalf, there's, you know, definite, you know, because I guess it's, if you look at the size difference, Tyler Lockett is fast, he's quick, but he is way shorter than DK Metcalf. And if you're a quarterback, you're looking for big targets and you're looking for higher probability of catching a ball and maybe throwing a jump ball or maybe throwing it out of the reach of the defender.
And it's just unfortunate because Russell Wilson threw 4 touchdowns.
Right.
And that one,
I think four different guys, four different people.
Four different guys.
So, and Lockett wasn't one of them. So yeah, that just goes to show you that, I mean, Lockett, you know, last year Lockett was the man, you know, he was numero uno right there for Russell Wilson. And this year it's completely flipped. You know, DK Metcalf is a top gun, and there's a couple other guys that are catching balls over there too. So Lockett's, it seems like he's almost kind of like the odd man out, even though he has great games, but he seems like he's a lot more hit and miss, you know, these days. Boom or bust a lot more lately.
Very much, very much. Chris mm-hmm. Godwin, only 25 yards. So wow. That one, you know, when you were expecting him, he had a Pro Football Focus, had his wide receiver cornerback matchup as one of the most favorable of the weekend.
Wow.
Corey Davis also had a great matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars defense. Only 34 yards on 3 receptions. It was, part of this was game script, Derrick Henry. At Alonso, mm-hmm. So it was mm-hmm. Ricky, Scary Terry, ¿qué pasado? This is 2 weeks in a row.
No idea what's going on, but with Scary Terry, only 24 yards, my God. And Godwin, those two guys are high draft picks. Those two guys are people's wide receiver 1, wide receiver 2. So these guys are just killing people in the playoffs. These are playoff killers right here. All the other wide receivers are maybe flexes, or they got them from the free agency. But, dang, you spent money on these other guys, and it just sucks to see them drag your team down.
Well, DJ Chark also, you know, he had 9 targets but only 2 receptions and 16 yards. He was – I think he was a 3rd or 4th round pick, so he was in there with –
That just means that you have a bad
I feel like we knew he was trash, though.
I think with them, the quarterback situation.
I mean, put him on a different team. Yeah, put him on a different team, and it's all different. I mean, 2 for 9. That means your quarterback sucks. Because the guy can catch. The guy knows how to catch a football.
Let's see how he is with Trevor Lawrence. No, with Justin Fields next year.
There you go.
Chase Claypool, only 15 yards receiving, and Deontay Johnson, a couple more drops today, 40 yards receiving. I mean, we talked about Big Ben's. Big Ben's having some issues, but again. Since he's around the corner.
I gave up Claypool to get Eckler, so I'm feeling good about that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think you did okay.
You're good there.
I think you did okay. Guys, we had a crazy line for Gronk. El Soy Fiesta. 1-2-2-1. One catch, two targets.
Two targets.
Two yards, 1 touchdown.
That's all you need.
Yikes. Points.
That's all you need to be a top 10 tight end.
Yeah, exactly.
Just need a touchdown. Just give me a touchdown.
With 2 yards even. He's still top
10. Right? PPR, that's still 6 points, 7 yes. points.
Yes. CCC. Yeah, it's hilarious. Hilarious. And Jonnu Smith has 8 TDs on the season, but only 20 yards today. Mo Alley Cox, there was some love for him because the Raiders are not that good against.
And there's so much love in the game in the air, but I'm surprised he didn't get more.
Yeah, just 9 yards. And Hayden Hurst only got 7 yards. So Esto duele.
Stop betting on Hayden Hurst. I would never even want him for DFS.
You know what? That's the thing. I debated actually putting him on this list because of the fact that we're kind of like, exactly. He's had so many of those kind of weeks. But I mean, somebody had to go on this list. Maybe it could have gone without him. So we got Monday Night Football. So we're recording this on Sunday night. Monday Night Football, we got the Browns hosting the Ravens. We didn't put it in can you guys see the Browns doing anything close to what they did with the Titans against the Ravens?
This is what's going to happen. They're going to kick the ball off. Baltimore's going to return it. Then right away, Baker Mayfield's going to throw a pick six. And then right after that, he's going to get sacked. They're going to return it. Baltimore's going to get like 40, 50 points defensively. And I'm going to beat Nico on the fantasy.
Yeah. Playoffs. So back to reality.
This hurts. It hurts.
Yeah.
I've seen I think it was last year when New England was on that crazy run. I've seen the defense score like 37 points, but if they get 50 points, Ricky, we're Delman Louise.
I'm telling you, if Baltimore could come out to a lead and force Baker Mayfield to have to throw and Chubb to not be able to run it, then there's a chance that
Chubb will be able to run it. The Baltimore's not defense
if Baltimore
been,
can come out to a lead right
run
away.
It. They're still going
to
run it.
No, they won't. Not if they're down by 14 real quick. They're going to try to throw a lot, and they're just going to fall behind.
Why would they fall behind? Them. Baker Mayfield's been playing well.
Mark my words. The only way they do well is if they run. If it ends up having to be in Baker Mayfield's hands, they're going to lose it easily. And if they fall behind early, game over.
Fine. Yeah. I mean, what you're saying, get that. Yeah, sure. I mean, the Browns may lose the game or will likely lose the game, but you're not going to score
enough
points. They're
going to lose the game.
You're not going to score 50 points, bro.
I'm not going to score 50. I think like 40.
You're not going to score. No, dude, your defense is not going to score 39 points. No.
Unreal.
I think my defense will still. I think their defense is going to do good tomorrow.
I mean, even
I don't think that many
game.
Points. You're right there. You got me saying it.
Yes, but I think you know they may score 18 points, 18 to 20 points. I think will probably be where they land.
Primo Ricky, I'm going to do a shot with you every time the Ravens score a touchdown tomorrow. If they get to that point, I want us both to be really drunk. Okay, muy borrachos.
Muy borrachos. I get off at 7:30, but if I get off work and I see that I'm winning.
You're catching up. Oh, yeah. You're catching up. Bueno, everybody, the Sunday night edition, week one of the playoffs. Gracias. This is todo for our show. Yeah, definitely gracias to our friends at Anchor for being our hosting network and making sure our independent podcast gets out into the familia community. Please make sure you subscribe, leave us a review. You can find us at Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And again, make sure you're checking out our original content at familiaffb.com. You can find our Twitter at familiaffb. You got me at Jorge Martin 17. Hector, ¿dónde te llamas?
What the heck? Two T's.
And again, we're gonna guilt gate Ricky into doing Twitter by next season. So I'm telling you. Or and also like us on Facebook. Gracias otra vez, everybody. Remember, todos somos familia.
Adiós, amigos.
Salud.